MILF's Threesomes 4-Pack, Books 9 through 12. MILF Erotica, Threesome Erotica, Anal Sex Erotica, Lesbian Erotica. Written by Nicki Minaj. Narrated by Sierra Klein. The Pantyhose Deal. MILF's Threesomes 9. FFM Threesome Billionaire Erotica. "How do I look, Helen?" I asked my assistant, brushing down my dress.
"Ravishing as always, June."
"Call me Miss Foster in there. We need to be professional."
"I think we should push the envelope a little in there. Jack Crawford is single, after all, and if the stories are to be believed,
we're trying to get on his shelves, not in his pants." His receptionist shot a glance from across the big waiting room. It had taken us months to get a meeting since Sheer had started to take off. That's my pantyhose brand, by the way. I specialized in comfort and design, with an onus, too, on having the widest range of tones and skin color offerings. I built this brand after leaving my job of 20 years, and I'd enlisted Helen's help as the savvier modern lady that could teach a 44-year-old woman a thing or two.
"Mr. Crawford will see you now," the receptionist called over.
Helen and I got to our feet and gave each other one last supportive smile before we leapt into the dragon's den. In the next room lay our fate. I gave it a quick knock and opened the door, pushing hard on the heavy wood. The room inside was decked in glass, overlooking Central Park below. His office alone must have cost hundreds of millions. Behind a sleek, wide table sat Mr. Crawford in a high-backed chair, smiling his handsome smile.
"It's not often I have two ladies so beautiful come and steal an hour of my day," he said, and he rose to his feet to greet us.
He met us on the other side of his desk, giving us a kiss on each cheek before turning our attention to the dry bar.
"Would either of you like a drink?" he asked.
Helen looked at me for guidance, and when I declined, she did too. As nice as it would be to sip a gin and tonic whilst brokering this deal, we had to remain professional.
"To business, then," he said, and he assumed power on the other side of his desk.
Helen and I sat in the seats opposite him, brushing our skirts beneath ourselves.
"I notice, if it isn't too bold of me to say, that the two of you are wearing your product."
"Well spotted," I nodded. "We believe strongly in our brand."
"That's what I like to hear. Now tell me, why do you deserve to be on my shelves?"
I cleared my throat and composed myself. "Bluntly, sir, the pantyhose you currently offer are simply no good."
"Forgive my ignorance, but why? I'm afraid to say I'm not a wearer."
"Not in the week, anyway," Helen added.
I shot her a stern look, but then Mr. Crawford started to laugh.
"I like this one," he said, wagging a pointed finger. "I'm watching you."
Helen smirked and blushed.
"So, tell me why Sheer is better," he pressed.
"Women come in all different shapes and colors. The brands you currently offer don't seem to respect that. As women, we..."
"You started this business yourself, Ms. Foster, correct?"
"Yes, sir."
"We like that here. As I'm sure you know, I inherited my father's company and turned it into this."
"I'm more than aware, Mr. Crawford. That's why an enterprising woman such as myself would like to work with a man of your caliber and beliefs."
"Flattery will get you everywhere. Continue."
"As women, we feel we are in the best position to market this product and meet the demands of the American people. Our designs match all skin tones and fit all occasions. They're formal, casual, and sexy when they need to be."
"I can agree there," Mr. Crawford said.
"Perhaps you'd like to see," Helen said.
I looked to her with worry, but she'd clearly spotted an angle that might appeal to Mr. Crawford more.
"Ordinarily, I'd take a sample," Mr. Crawford said. "But I'll have to settle on merely looking."
Helen and I laughed, each of us fawning over him. The articles about him were spot on. There was definitely something intoxicating about the man. He had some indescribable allure, as though he was destined for success. Helen stood up from the table and took a few steps back to the center of the room. She wore a red pencil dress that cut off just below the knee. It hugged her curvy frame tightly, something that wasn't lost on Mr. Crawford. Her red painted nails and red lipstick balanced out the vibrancy.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?